And welcome back to another exciting edition of the Pitching My Ass Off podcast. I am your host, Precious Williams, and I am so delighted, as I am every week, to be here with you. And today we're going to talk about something that I get asked about all the time. Precious, how do you become a better speaker? I speak, but I don't feel like I'm getting better. I don't know the tips, tricks, and techniques to get better and better. I want to be at your level. And as much as I love that question, it definitely made me, you know, pause and think to myself, how does one become a better speaker? And I don't want to give you what you can find on Google. I want to give you what I've learned in 25 years of speaking. So I'm coming to you with the real, the dirt, the goodness, all the good stuff. And so here are 7 ways to become a better speaker. Number one, speak all the time. So you might be saying to yourself, you know, I don't want to speak for free. Let me tell you something. In the beginning, take free and paid speaking engagements. Take them all. Let me tell you why. The more you speak, the better you get. Now, I told you I've been speaking for 25 years. If you listened to me at 16, okay, I probably was good. At 41, 25 years later, I am Gucci in these streets. Gucci. Pride in speaking. I have learned my craft. I work on my craft. And so I don't take every speaking engagement because I'm 25 years in. But in the beginning, it is very important for you to take everything, whether it's at a church, a nonprofit, a corporation, no matter what, take those speaking engagements because you can only get better. The more you're in front of different audiences, you can see what sets your presentation or your pitch on fire. You can see what, you know, makes their eyes glaze over and them check their telephones, or if they're really engaged with you from the beginning. And the only way you can know that is if you keep going hard in the paint. Don't let the fact that it's a free speaking engagement turn you away from taking the engagement. I'm here to tell you, when I was homeless 3 years ago, and I was wondering would I ever get back on stage, you know the thing that kept me is I got the opportunity to speak at Bottomless Closet. Bottomless Closet is similar to Dress for Success. So I'm speaking to, you know, a group of women who, you know, fell on some hard times, and now they're getting ready to get great clothes so they can go and get these good positions, these good paying jobs. So as I was preparing myself for this opportunity, it was free. I was, you know, getting myself back into the swing of things as a speaker. Do you know when I entered that room, it was everything to me. Here I was blessed with the opportunity to speak. It was standing room only. They had not had that before. They had not had that. It was standing room only. It was so many women in there wanting to know how to pitch themselves. And this is for interviews, job interviewing skills. When I walked in that room, I really wanted to cry. Because let me tell you what happened from that free speaking engagement. Do you know the next time I spoke for Dress for Success, I spoke at Viacom? Yes, Viacom, MTV, VH1, all of it. Yes. That one free speaking engagement led me to speaking at Viacom. Yes. So you never know where free speaking engagements will lead you. I did so well that night. They called me again and said, could you speak at Viacom for Smart and Sexy Day? And so had I not taken that opportunity, just thinking, oh, I deserve to have just paid speaking engagement. You take what you can get in the beginning and you get better and better. And when I did that, I didn't look at it as a free speaking engagement. I looked at it as an opportunity to practice my craft again in front of an audience I never really got to speak to. So speak all the time. Take every opportunity to speak, and you can size up any audience, and you will get better. Free or paid, take the opportunity. It will work. Number two, practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Or as my English teacher used to say to me, practice perfectly, perform perfectly. So when you're practicing your presentation, take it very, very seriously. Really think about the audience that you're going to speak in front of. What do they need to hear versus what do they want to hear? How can you give them something that they can't find by looking up on Google? And I will always say that. I don't teach things that you can find on Google. Because I take my craft very seriously. So when I'm practicing on a presentation, I'm in front of the mirror in the bathroom. I'm going over it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times because it has to sound natural. If I was just reading from a paper, I haven't done the work to stand in front of an audience. I don't like to stand in front of audiences and read. Just like I don't like to stand in front of audiences and read off of a PowerPoint. I know my craft. And so it's very important, very, very, very important that you practice. And once you get so good that you think it sounds well, go to a coffee shop in your neighborhood or in some other neighborhood and ask someone to just listen to the first few minutes of your presentation. If they're as excited as you are, if you've given them a lot to go on, I'm telling you, you're in good company. But practice makes perfect. Don't just wing it. Your audience is better than you just winging something. I want you to go up there and I want you to kill it. Your audience deserves the best of you, not the mess of you. So again, practice makes perfect. And when you practice perfectly, you will perform perfectly on the day of. So rehearse, 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 and then rehearse some more. It has to sound natural, effortless, graceful. You want people to be electrified by you. And that only happens when you practice. Number three, the great thing about, you know, becoming a better speaker is knowing what you have inside of you. So if you've been speaking for a while, number three, test out new material on disinterested parties. So you know you've been good. I'm a pitch master, so I can speak about pitching until I'm blue in the face. Until I'm blue in the face. But there are times I need to challenge myself. What other topics could I speak on? I could speak on branding. I could speak on public speaking. I've been doing it for 25 years. But what I decided to add to my repertoire is to challenge myself to speak on these topics and to bring an element of flair and drama and energy and intensity to it. I am more than a killer pitch master. So I never want you to feel pigeonholed into one subject. So think of other things that you can talk about and test them out on disinterested parties. This isn't your family and friends. It's sort of like going to the coffee shop. But what I would definitely do is start, you know, pitching via LinkedIn or pitching on social media different topics that you would like to introduce to other people. And so when you test on different people via social media, via messaging, via posts, what you're doing is you're allowing a different audience to really see you in a different light. And if you say something that's attractive to them, you know you're on the right path. So as a speaker, don't get so comfortable in one subject. Test yourself out in different subjects. So I only speak on pitching, branding, and public speaking. Why is that important? Because you never want to get pigeonholed for people to see you as a one-trick pony. So test out new material on disinterested audiences. Use social media. Use LinkedIn, use postings, use messages to test out new material and to see what grasps people. Use your email marketing. Use your newsletters to test out new things to see what your audience is. Yes, 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 yes. Number four, ask your most honest friends to listen to you speak and give you candid feedback. Did you hear me? Ask your most honest friends, not the ones who love you and, oh, girl, everything you're doing is popping in these streets. No, your most honest friends who will challenge you, push you, you know, say that, hey, that's good, but you can get better. I want you to take time and ask your friends for honest feedback. So why do you do that? If I told you to practice on disinterested parties, why do you want to practice on your honest friends? Because it's time that your friends hear you in a different light. My friends know I'm a pitch master, but a lot of them have never tested me out. A lot of them have never been my client, and a lot of them can offer advice that I've never heard before. I've never heard before. Wouldn't it be nice to know from them what do they think about what it is that I'm saying? Do they feel Do they feel, are they inspired by what I'm doing? I would like to know. I would like to know that just because I can wow audiences, do I say anything that inspires my friends? Is there something more I could be doing? Is there something I could be challenging myself to do better? Your friends know you. Your honest friends know you. And they know when you're coasting. They know when you're slacking. They know when you're at the top of your game and you're just, doing the bare minimum. And they'll call you on your BS. So ask your most honest friends to listen to you speak. Invite them to your events and let them tell you what they observed or what they got from it. I promise you, you're going to learn some things you never learned about yourself. Sometimes we have audiences that love us just because of our names and how big we've gotten and the rooms that we've been in and the companies that we work with. But your true friends know how much bigger you can get. And so what I want for all of you to know is those are the first four tips that I want to leave you with. Number one, speak all the time. Number two, practice makes perfect. Number three, test out new material on disinterested audiences. And number four, ask your most honest friends to listen to you speak and give you candid feedback. And now we're going to take a small break. We're going to listen to a great commercial, and I'll be back with the next three in how to become a better speaker in 2020.
Hello, I'm Leon Kwe Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number three on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, will explore four different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real-life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leon Kwe Chavette.
Are you a public speaker that struggles to get booked for speaking engagement? Do you need a killer elevator pitch to attract media attention and investor interest? Hello, my name is Precious Williams, and I am the author of Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for women entrepreneurs and speakers only. I have written this book because I want to help women entrepreneurs get explosive sales, take their public speaking and their pitching skills to the next level, and get all the attention and interest that they need right now. You can find my book now for purchase at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. And now we're back. Wasn't that a great commercial? That was a great commercial. And now we're back with the final three tips and the seven ways to become a better speaker in 2020. Number five, feel free to change up your style. So you may be wondering, as I'm going through all of this, you know, you have a good thing going, people know you for certain topics, your friends love you, your audience loves you, but you still feel deep down you could be doing so much better. The truth is you can. The truth is you should. The truth is you have to listen to that voice deep inside that's telling you that you can do better. One of the things I learned last year is that I could coast on things I've already taught, or I could challenge myself to do a whole lot better. And so I started speaking on different topics related to pitching, branding, and public speaking, but I started to talk about it from a different perspective. I started asking for things. I started, you know, making my presentations more interactive. I started adding more humor into what it is that I do. And you know, when I did that, the audience could feel the energy change. It's easy to see that you're doing great things. It's easy to think that, oh, I got this. But the true test of a master at speaking, being a world-class master communicator, is constantly challenging yourself to go higher. And when we look at people like Beyonce, people like Michael Jackson, people like Jay-Z and the greats, one of the things that I really admire about them is that they don't rest on their laurels. They change up their style. I'm not saying that everybody has to like it. I'm not saying that you're going to be successful in everything that you change up. But you have to give yourself room to grow. You are developing as a speaker. And to develop as a speaker means to give yourself the freedom to try new things. Don't be led to thinking that only one style can work for you. We can try new things. Before I started speaking the way I love to speak now, I was a different speaker. I did as I was told. I was told the topics I could speak on. Now I tell people what I speak on. And I introduce new topics. Heck, this podcast was something new. And I was afraid, but I wanted to do it anyway. I don't have guests on this show. You're rather like, oh, everybody else has guests. I don't want that yet. I want to develop my voice. And I want to develop a comfortability for me and let you guys hear me and not just me talking to other people, because that's what everybody else does. When you're changing up your style, it's okay to go against the grain. It's okay that when they zig, you zag. Free to change up your style. That is number five. Be free to change up your style. You don't have to ask for permission. Just do it. People are kind of hating on Justin Bieber because he's changed up his style a bit with his album changes. Okay, so maybe it won't be as successful. But to him, he had to try something new. And he'll probably have to try something new again. As a growing speaker, it's okay. Switch up the game. Don't get complacent. Number six, think about creating your own event or tour. So many of us are waiting for other people to give us opportunities to tell us that we can speak on their stages. And I know that's me sometimes. I mean, just this week I spoke to NBC Universal, LinkedIn. I spoke to companies internationally, and I love that they want to give me the opportunity to speak at their events. I'm going to Halifax, Nova Scotia for International Women's Day, and I'm the opening keynote in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Yes, that's in Canada. Do you know the last time I was in Halifax, Nova Scotia, I spoke at the Professional Development Summit that was at St. Mary's University. The next time I'm going, I'm the opening keynote. Think about that. As much as I love being asked to speak on different stages with big companies, small companies, medium-sized companies, media companies, and stuff like that, I'm starting the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches live three-day experience here in New York City. This is where I take the bull by the horns and I create the type of experience that I want my audience to have. It's something. Do you know how fun it is to create something from scratch that you get to put your stamp on? You're not going under someone else. It requires you to think differently. You're not coming in to fulfill a job that somebody else wanted. You're creating something that no one else has thought of or no one else can put their individual stamp on like you. And so with the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches live three-day experience, I have to create content for 3 days or 2 days. And on the third day, women are going to pitch to corporations, they're going to pitch to media companies, they're going to pitch to investors. Who else is doing that? Nobody. But I'm doing it because I know I can. And it's going to be amazing and awesome. The purpose of creating your own events or tours is that you step your game up. No longer are you just following, you're getting put in a hole. They're just placing you somewhere. You're placing yourself and your talent above others. You're creating something from scratch. And when you do that, you have no choice but to step your game up. You have no choice to give something that no one's ever seen before. So while there are other opportunities for people to learn how to pitch, and then they go off on their own and they learn, no, you're going to do it live on the third day for the Bad Bitches and Power Pitches live three-day experience. Do you know how frightened I am? Do you know how scared I am? And yet, I'm going to do it. Every other month, I host a Perfecting Your Pitch workshop, either at the Luminary or at the Wing here in New York City. I could do those in my sleep, but in the beginning, it was so frightening getting started. How do I do it? How do I fill up 3 hours of content or 2 hours of content and time for networking and building in, you know, what I want people to, do I want them to buy my book? Do I want them to become my clients? You know, stuff like that. Let me tell you something. You can do it. You can create your own event or tour, and then you book yourself. And then you'll become a hashtag booked and busy speaker by the sweat of your own brow. So when I tell you you can do it, you most certainly can. And that is one of the ways you can step your game up. And that is why number 6 is create your own event or tour on helping you become a better speaker. And number seven, I know that sometimes this goes without saying, you must invest in your craft. If you want to become a better speaker, the only way you can do that is by learning from other speakers how to be better too. You can go on Google, you can sit and watch videos, but you need to go to live events where you can learn tips, tricks, and techniques from the masters. And I want you to do your thing. Invest in speaker conferences. Invest in learning how to speak better. Invest in those who've been there and done that, who can only take you higher. You are prepared. You will be prepared. If you follow these 7 tips, tricks, and techniques, you will become a better speaker in 2020. Number 1, speak all the time. Number 2, practice makes perfect. Practice perfectly, perform perfectly. Number 3, test out new material on disinterested parties. Number 4, ask your most honest friends to listen to you and give you candid feedback. Number 5, feel free to change up your style. Number 6, create your own events or tours. And number 7, invest in your craft. That means monetarily. That means with your time. Do your thing. And as always, I am the Killer Pitch Master, Precious Williams, and I'm delighted to be here with you every Sunday at 5 p.m. to teach you different ways of becoming a better speaker or a better pitch master. I don't take this for granted at all. And I want you all to know, every Sunday at 5 o'clock, I will be here with you. So come back, come ready, come hungry, and know why they call me a bad bitch with a power pitch. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pitching My Ass Off podcast, and I look forward to seeing you again next Sunday at 5 p.m. Bye now.